Well, the ultimate effect is going to depend, of course, on how much we end up doing, and that in turn is going to depend on what the economy does. So this is a conditional program. We're going to be providing accommodation according to how the economy evolves. I think that's the virtue of putting it this way, is that if the economy is weaker, we'll provide more support. If the economy strengthens on its own or other headwinds die down, then it'll require less support. So the amount of support we provide is going to depend on how the economy evolves. We do think that these policies can bring interest rates down, not just Treasury rates, but a whole range of rates, including mortgage rates and rates for corporate bonds and other types of important interest rates. It also affects stock prices. It affects other asset prices, home prices, for example. So looking at all the different channels of effect, we think it does have impact on the economy. It will have impact on the labor market. But the way I would describe it is a meaningful effect, a significant effect, but not a panacea, not a solution for the whole issue. We're just trying to get the economy move in the right direction to make sure that we don't stagnate at high levels of unemployment, that we're making progress towards more acceptable levels of unemployment.